Police will manage a $6 million crime prevention programme, installing bollards and similar measures to prevent ram raids as part of the government's response to such attacks. Police Minister Poto Williams announced the small retailer crime prevention yesterday, saying it'll help retailers who don't have the resources to protect themselves. It follows a spate of middle-of-the-night ram raids in the city, some carried out by children as young as seven. First up's Matthew Tunison visited one part of Auckland where crime is driving some business owners to the brink.
Sandringham Road's South Asian Quarter is one of the jewels in Auckland's crown. There's a constant buzz of people about, shopping for fresh produce and spices, visiting its bars or eating some of the best curry this side of Kolkata. But once the shutters have come down and the punters gone home, it's a different story.
I mean, we've counted, there were more than 15, 16 incidents, including ram raids and, you know.
So, Jithin, all of this, these incidents you've described, have they all been this year?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that's all in the space of less than a kilometre?
Yes.
That's Jithin Chittaboma, who chairs the Sandringham Business Association and helps to run his family's liquor store in the village. He agrees to take me to some of the shops which have been targeted by ram raiders and other criminals in recent months.
Hi, how are you? Jithin's just taking me around.
First, it's to the Sandringham Superette, which was ram raided on the 7th of April. Its busted front window is still covered by plyboard, while owner Chitaj Vatsa waits for the damage to be fully assessed.
Still waiting on the insurance. Because the damages are a bit higher, so they have to take opinions from 2-3 different companies. And so it'll be more than a month wait, I think, still to get things starting to get fixed.
And what did they get?
Cigarettes and the cash till.
Worth how much?
Cash till, $30.
And the smokes?
$200.
And how much is the damage?
$30,000.
A little down the road is a liquor store, which was recently ram-raided. The owner doesn't want to talk, but he allows Jithin to explain what's been happening.
So, he's been sleeping in the shop to deter the ram-raids and break-ins.
And how many has he had?
So since November, he's had, I believe about six. It's just been horrible for him. He's obviously stressed, you know, and he's... He has to work in the morning and then he's sleeping, he's half asleep at night.
Just across the road, a vape shop has been reduced to a single service window surrounded by that familiar plyboard. Fume owner Subhash Batra recounts the spate of break-ins they've been subjected to over the past 5 months.
First time they broke open this door, guys, and they recorded the entire proceedings on their phone itself.
The criminals did?
The criminals. They took away the entire stuff, went home, displayed it there, and made a video and placed it on TikTok.
To show off?
Yeah, to show off. Third time, a guy comes inside, my business partner was sitting, he takes out a knife, almost 12 inches. Fourth time, a guy came, he stole the stuff and ran away. Fifth time, two girls, must be around 13, 14 years old girls, started inquiring about vape. I asked for their ID proof. They said, we don't have ID. I said, I'm not going to sell it unless you show me your ID, age proof. They said, it's in the car. I said, okay, you have to get it. After 5 or 6 minutes, they come back and the girl comes, takes out a knife.
He says insurance companies don't want to take on small vape stores like his because they're too much of a liability, so he doesn't have insurance.
Damage must be around
$30,000. $30,000 down. How are you going to cope?
We have to bear it.
All these business owners welcome the government's investment in protecting small businesses from criminals, but they fear it's not going to be enough.